الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus class. I am your instructor, your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. This particular class focuses on something that's going on in many societies, and that is disrespecting the elderly, being mean or cruel to those who are older than us. You have some societies where they treat the elderly very well, meaning the older person, whatever age you want to call elderly, carry their bags, speak respectful to them, that sort of thing. But then you have situations where it's the opposite, where they don't treat the elderly well. I was looking at something on TV and on the news, and they were showing these young guys. This one old elderly man, he was going to a store early in the morning. And so then these young guys approach him, one with a sword in his hand or machete, and one had a long gun in his hand pointing at the elderly man. The elderly man's around 75 or so, or 74, 75 years old. And then those two guys with the sword or machete, and then one with the long gun, and then others came, and they all started attacking the man, pushing the man around, the elderly man, pushing the man around, pushing the man to the ground, kicking him, punching him, hitting him like a football player, football meaning American football, like blocking him so he won't go anywhere, and really treating them very badly instead of being nice and kind towards them and see what they can do for him. And so this was something, this also inspired me to give this particular class, because maybe there's some mistreatment of elderly people in your society where you are. But let me just say, this particular hadith, a saying from Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, regarding the elderly. We have to respect the children, and I said this before, and respect the elderly. And so I'm going to read something to sort of remind you of something, because one day, inshallah, those who are young now, you may become elderly. And would you want anyone to treat you the same way like the man that I mentioned in the earlier story? And so we have to respect the elders. And so you respect the elders, you may be rewarded for it. Let me explain. This hadith, it mentions that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, how Allah awards those who show respect to the elders. Anas ibn son of Malik narrated that the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, "No young person honors an elder due to his age, except that Allah appoints for him one who will honor him at that age." I'm not going to read that again, because I want you to listen to this particular episode again. And again, and again, and maybe gather some of your friends around to listen to this particular episode. So let me get into it a little further explanation. So a quick lesson showing respect and kindness towards elderly people. So an explanation further about this particular hadith of saying the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, and that is the hadith of Anas, son of Malik, speaks about the importance of respecting one's elders. It is narrated that Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said, "No young person honors an elder due to his age, except that Allah appoints for him one who will honor him at that age. This means that if a young person shows respect and kindness towards an elderly person, then Allah will reward them by appointing someone else to show them respect when they are old. This hadith teaches us the importance of showing respect and kindness towards our elders, as it is a way of pleasing Allah and earning His reward. It also encourages us to think ahead and consider how we would like others to treat us when we are old. And so, my beautiful students, I hope you understand what I just mentioned. And if you don't, I suggest you read it again. Maybe read it with some friends. Maybe you get more from it. Or maybe you know some friends that are disrespectful to elders. And maybe they need to hear this. Because God willing, Allah willing, one day they are going to be old. Or you who are young right now, who are going to be old. And so you treat an elderly people in a certain way, a bad way, for example, then perhaps Allah will also treat you, or assign someone to you that's going to treat you in a bad manner when you get older. So what you're doing to this elderly person now, bad, in a bad way, Allah may push someone and treat you the same way when you get older. And also, you have the beautiful hadith just talked about, and that is Allah, you treat a person kindly, an elder person kindly and respectful to them, that Allah assigns and reward you with a person when you are that age that's going to treat you kindly and treat you with respect. So my beautiful students, please, I encourage you, if you like that, a bad person towards the elderly, you can change. You have life in your body, then you can change. You have time to change. I said to you before that when you dishonor a person, disrespect a person, take from a person, that kind of thing, then there may be a day of judgment where the person is in line that treated them in a bad way, and they may collect from you. Whatever good you had, they collect your good. And then they don't have any more good, you may take their bad from them because of your way, perhaps of the way you treated, disrespected the elderly. So let's change the trend. Let's change it to respecting our elder or the elderly. Let's do that now, today. If you're a person that treat them in a bad way or treat an elderly person in a bad way, then get them a gift. Get them some kind of gift or apology for the way you treated them. And from that time forward, start treating them in a good manner. Because you don't know who Allah is going to assign to you when you get older. He may assign to you because you treated people nice and kindly, or elderly nice and kindly. He may assign to you someone who's nice and kindly towards you when you reach their age. This is all this particular hadith is talking about. So look at the other side. Perhaps Allah will assign to you someone like you. You treat the elderly person in a disrespectful way and not in a kind way. Allah may assign someone to you to treat you in a disrespectful way and not in a kind way. So my beautiful students, I hope you understood the message that I relayed to you. Again, listen to this episode. Again, maybe listen to your friends, with your friends, because we have to respect the older people or the elderly in our community. And don't treat them like these young men treated the elderly man that I talked about earlier, and they had the machete or the long knife and a long gun, and him and a bunch of other, maybe six or seven other youth, they attacked the man for nothing. And they beat the man up, kicked the man, and the man ended up in the hospital with various injuries. So my respected students, please, you decide who you want Allah to assign to you. Do you want someone like these kids or these young men treated this elderly man assigned to you? Or do you want someone that is nice and kind towards you assigned to you when you reach that elderly age? You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.